Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to another Bo Daniels podcast. Y'all, my afternoon listeners are about to reveal where they met their partners. I met my partner while broadcasting live at an auto show. She was a spokesmodel, and I was giving out Bo's bed check pillowcases. That was a bit I used to do on the radio back in the day. You're on. Where did you meet your partner?
Hello. I met all of my partners at work.
All of them at work. Okay. What kind of job do you do?
I work for FCA, Chrysler Automotive.
Okay. All right. I thought you were going to say some sort of club.
Well, no. I had a husband for 20 years that I met at an industrial place. And then the current partner, I met him at work as well. So that's where they came from.
Love that. Love that. Thank you very much. They're saying there's a huge increase of online meeting of partners. Where did you meet yours?
I met my partner on the softball field. Softball.
Wow, okay.
My best friend said, hey, we have a new teammate, and he just showed up.
Okay.
And he was like, there was an instant connection between us. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude?
So you started swinging the bat, and it worked.
Yeah, it worked, and ever since then.
That's awesome. Where did you meet your partner?
I met her on eBay.
On eBay?
I'm sorry, eHarmony.
Oh, I thought you sold her a product. Well, I tell you what, online has taken over, according to recent research, the number one place partners meet. You're on. Where did you meet your partner?
My neighbor's best friend.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, but yeah, it worked out.
So you never thought you two would be good for each other? And it's true.
No, actually, no. I was newly divorced, and he just figured, you know, be nice, neighborly, because I always gave him garden vegetables that I grew. And so I don't know. But 9 years later, we just celebrated our ninth wedding anniversary.
Wow. Love hearing that. All right. Thank you very much. Where did you meet your partner?
An indie wrestling show.
What?
Yes. What happened was my good friend worked at the bar that the shows were doing at, and for a couple months she was asking me to go, and of course I laughed at her and, like, not going to a wrestling show at a bar. I went, he walked out, and I fell in love.
Wow. Yeah. All right. That's beautiful. Thank you very much. Take me back to where you met your partner.
Oh, my gosh. On New Year's Eve, when I was with another date, dancing on tables drunk.
Oh, my gosh. And you're with somebody else.
Yeah, I was with somebody else. And then this guy that I met dancing on tables, I've been married to him for 38 years.
It's amazing what dancing on a table will do for you.
and a hot dress.
Of course. All of you are blowing up the phones on this. You're on. Where did you meet your partner?
Actually, I met her in Traverse City, Michigan. It was at a club.
At a club in Traverse City. Okay.
Check this out. She got a hold of me on Facebook when I was on a mountain in Washington doing a huge construction project.
Wow.
And she goes, are you the same guy that used to live in Traverse City? And I'm like, maybe. Maybe.
That is so cool. All right, man. Thank you very much. This topic is not ending because you listening are loving it. You're absolutely smoking the phone lines on this. Where did you meet your partner?
At a Denny's.
A Denny's? Come on.
Yeah. He was bumping into my sister at the booth, and then she turned around, gave him a dirty look, and then it was all over.
Was this after you were late partying and you were just looking for some place to go and eat? Late?
We were at a wedding.
Okay.
Yep, and we went there after. Yeah.
And you went back to a wedding to marry the person that was bumping into your sister.
Yeah, we're still hanging out. Yep, always good.
Still lighting up the lines. This is Bo in the Afternoon, and you're on. Where did you meet your partner?
I met my partner when me and my girlfriend trudged through the snow, and we went to an arcade, and my husband and his friend put a quarter on our table to challenge us at foosball.
You met your future husband with a foosball challenge?
Yes, a foosball challenge, and then we went cruising around and got stuck in the snow, and he got out to push the car out of the snow, and I thought, oh, my hero. So that's how I met him, and we've been together. We've married 36 years now already.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
All right. Yes,
Very good. Thank you. You're on. Where did you connect?
I met my husband at a bar 35 years ago.
At a bar?
And it was called the Silver Moon, and we now have a boat, and that's what our boat's name is.
The Silver Moon. What, you were just dancing, and you kind of eyeballed him, and then you guys just started talking, and that was it?
Pretty much. He saw me walk in. He was already in the bar, and he saw me walk in with my girlfriends. And so the rest is history.
No, the details of that night can't be put on the air.
Hey, Mom.
How you doing, my man? Where did you meet yours?
Me and my wife actually used to work together at the Macomb County Library.
At a library.
I checked her out and kept her on a permanent loan.
You know, there's something about librarian outfits, man. I'm telling you. You're on. Go ahead. Where did you meet yours?
I was stationed at Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
The lady I married, her and her girlfriend were going on vacation to Hawaii. I spent 2 weeks with her, and I married her 6 months later. We've been married 48 years.
Wow.
I met her on a plane. There was only like 15 passengers on the plane. There was five senior citizen couples, these two 20-year-olds, and I was 19. And it was a 10-hour flight from Chicago.
Well, the world's longest flight took off from New York to Australia a while back, lasting over 20 hours. Wonder how many relationships started on that one.
I don't know. It worked for us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I actually prefer you listen to me on air afternoons 2 to 7 on 104.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.